This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden held simultaneous events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic on Tuesday. President Trump was at the White House in Washington and signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It is unclear how the order would be enforced. The president also addressed members of the federal government's Operation Warp Speed vaccine distribution team and his coronavirus task force about plans for mass immunization. He said he expects the numbers to skyrocket downward over the next few months. The president also called the vaccine one of the greatest miracles of modern day medicine. From his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden was less optimistic, especially when COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalizations have soared to record levels in the United States. The president-elect introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. He added that will not be enough to eradicate the virus, but we can change the course of the disease. President-elect Biden also called for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days of his administration. More than 15 million people in the United States have been infected by the coronavirus, and 285,000 people have died. That's the highest number of such deaths and illnesses reported by any country. Brazil has signed a letter of intent with Pfizer Incorporated, guaranteeing the delivery of more than 70 million COVID-19 vaccine doses from January next year. That's according to Health Minister Eduardo Pazuello on Tuesday. Read more about the coronavirus pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President-elect Biden has officially announced he will nominate retired General Lloyd Austin to be his defense secretary. The Biden transition team made the statement on Tuesday. The statement referencing Austin's distinguished military service spanning four decades, saying he is deeply experienced and highly decorated. Austin oversaw U.S. forces in the Middle East under President Barack Obama. He would be the first Black U.S. Secretary of Defense. President-elect Biden's announcement comes as the United States moves closer to approving a COVID-19 vaccine. A U.S. Food and Drug Administration Independent Advisory Panel will meet Thursday to discuss Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine data. The panel will also recommend whether the shot should be authorized for emergency use. Then Friday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Panel will meet to review the data. A vote from the CDC panel on specific recommendations is expected on Sunday. Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi, his position strengthened on Tuesday in parliament, this after the ruling body voted for a motion to remove a Joseph Kabila ally as speaker. Tshisekedi took office in January 2019, defeating Kabila's chosen successor. But Kabila's Common Front for Congo won parliamentary majorities. That forced Tshisekedi to enter into a coalition with it. More than half of the body's 500 representatives authorized a vote on the motion for Thursday, which would force out Jeanine Mabunda as speaker and pave the way for the formation of a pro-Tshisekedi majority. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet in the next 24 hours for a final push at a Brexit deal. This as the two sides warned that chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted Tuesday that she looks forward to welcoming UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday evening. She added, "We will continue our discussion on the partnership." Johnson's office confirmed the two leaders would hold a dinner meeting on Wednesday. On Tuesday, British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove and European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic said they had reached an agreement on how trade to and from Northern Ireland would work, whether or not there is an overarching UK-EU trade deal. British health authorities rolled out the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday.